Reporting on the games you love by people who love to game. The MMO Reporter Network.
You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This show is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, who make some of the most powerful gaming PCs on the planet. And I can say from personal experience that they have awesome customer service. Use the code MMOReporter at doghousesystems.com and get a free 120GB SSD. And by Audible, the best audiobook service in existence. Seriously, if you like stories at all, you've got to check Audible out. Go to audibletrial.com/MMOReporter and get a free 1 month trial and a free audiobook. Those ads help cover our server costs for the show, but if you'd like to directly support this show and the nice people who make it, you can go to gamediplomat.com/donate and show us some love. Thank you very much. Hello, Happy Hearthstone friends. The next episode you're about to hear is a little shorter than usual, and dare I say, a little more fun than usual. We got a chance to go to BlizzCon this weekend, and we'll be talking about that a whole lot more in the next episode, which should be up at the same time as this. But this is our interview with the developers. We got a chance to talk with a few of them for about 20 minutes, and wanted to just talk with them and have a little fun. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Here you go. Hello and welcome to Happy Hearthstone number 59. This is Josh Augustine, and I'm here with two wonderful people. We have, why don't you guys just introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Yang Wu. I'm senior producer on the Hearthstone team.
I'm Eric Dodds. I'm the game director on Hearthstone.
Awesome. So have either one of you guys been executive producer on a movie?
Yes, I have, but I think Lindsay will destroy me if I keep talking about this.
Okay.
We should probably focus on exactly. Hearthstone.
All right, we'll focus on Hearthstone.
I'm very excited to talk about League of Explorers.
Yay! So before we get to that, the first thing we do on each episode is say why we're happy, because it's Happy Hearthstone, the show. So I'm happy, because right after this I'm going upstairs to battle a dev in Hearthstone. I'm excited. Why are
so,
you happy?
So you may not be so happy after you battle a dev?
That's why I need to be happy before, because it will be sadness afterwards.
I'm happy because I've been dying to talk about League of Explorers for a really long time, and we finally get to share it with the world, and it's just one of those exciting things about releasing and announcing new content.
Yeah.
And I'm happy, I think, because I just spent 2 days at BlizzCon, and it is amazing to work on a game that is something you feel passionately about, but normally you think of it as your job. You just go to work and work on this game, and you spend 2 days surrounded by people who share and exceed that passion. It's kind of mind-blowing. Yeah. So,
yeah, just being up in the Hearthstone Tavern, it was so cool because everyone was so friendly. I'm used to online communities that are kind of mean sometimes, but you get in there and people are just like, hey, want to play a game? And like, you make best friends?
Yeah.
Actually, I got a question for you guys, because I got handed this card by George. It's a Battle.net business card. Have you ever seen someone do this before? It's just his name and his battle tag and then his email. And he was just like, hey, you want to play Hearthstone? Add me. And he was just passing them out.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I've never seen
never
that.
Seen
okay.
People do
that,
that
is awesome.
It seems like that's perfect. I want to do that for next year at BlizzCon. It seems really cool.
Yeah, you totally should.
And he's rocking the Zerg logo, so Zerg and Hearthstone together?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I didn't even think about it.
It kind of
looks like the Hearthstone.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I'm now disturbed.
I am disturbed. Uh-oh, that's going to be like expansion 20. It's revealed it was Zerg all along. So League of Explorers came out. Awesome. Super fun. You guys have been answering questions about it all day, so I'm going to take a slightly different approach.
Okay.
Did you watch any movies to research what sort of cool things you would escape in a ruined temple or anything like that?
Me personally, I haven't really watched a movie specifically, but I'm really into that kind of genre, kind of this like pulp adventure. And if you look at our trailer, and you know some other maybe movies or books have kind of handled this topic as well, but I'm really into like that style of like radio announcement. And,
yeah.
Kind of like 1950s feel, so that's been really exciting about League of Explorers.
I did see, I think, a movie semi-recently with a guy with a hat and a whip that I liked, but
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
that one.
So there were super fun characters. I love this group of four that you guys are bringing in with the League of Explorers.
If you had to pick one and only one to go on an adventure with, which one would you go on an adventure with?
Hmm. Wow.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys were hinting the one guy was super kind of shady, so he doesn't seem like a good choice.
But he's pretty fun, though.
You would have a good time on that adventure.
Okay. Yeah.
You would know if there were any trouble ahead, because he'd probably set it off first, so you could probably escape.
Send him first.
Well, he would be going first anyway, probably.
Yeah.
And if you traveled with Elise, you probably had the highest chance of surviving, because she would actually know what perils were there. In fact, she might go, well, yeah, we probably don't want to go to that place.
Elise, would you listen to her?
Oh, absolutely.
Elise is the one you listen to.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe she has a little bit of a hard time relaxing. So maybe if you're going for a fun trip, maybe she'd be like too into, by this time we need to be at the campsite.
That's
and by
true.
That time we need to get to the next destination. I would probably, if I had to hang out with one of them, I'd probably hang out with Bran Bronzebeard.
Okay.
If we ever to enter a Titan artifact site, he will probably kill us both by pressing all the buttons. But I think his brain kind of works the way I do. Like, he's very passionate about what he's into, which is the origin of his people and the history of the Titans. So I think we can really geek out about that. I identify a lot with dwarves in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
My main character is a dwarven paladin, so I think he and I will get along. Just gotta, I don't know, like bring a net gun maybe. So once he like starts pressing buttons, I just shoot him and drag him out of the room.
Sure. Yeah, I think I would have to travel with Elise actually, because I think I'd like to think anyway. My brain works more like hers does, we would stand and analyze a situation and make sure what is the right thing to do. And I think our odds of being successful would go way, way, way up if I was traveling with Elise.
That's totally true.
That does seem like the safe choice. That's good. So if you were in a room, and all right, so there's a pillar in the middle. The golden monkey is sitting on it. Do you take it?
This just feels like a very risky maneuver. I mean, here's the way I would think about that is, here's this what looks like a precious artifact. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't possibly be the first one to be in this room. It's still sitting there. So I would worry about all the other people who try to take it.
Yeah.
So I will probably leave it. Yeah.
I think for me it would depend a lot on who I was traveling with, because if I was with Elise, she would probably be able to tell me about the traps and exactly the weight I would have to put on it, and so I probably could get around it that way. And if I was traveling with Reno, I would probably just say, look, it's golden, and then stand back and hope he survived as he grabbed the golden monkey.
That makes you a terrible person.
Well, you know, Reno seems to get by somehow.
Yes.
It's like magic,
right.
You know, magic shield there, and trouble just slides off.
If I thought he was actually going to get hurt, I agree, that would make me a bad person. But Reno Jackson, he does have the ability to make terrible life choices and still be successful somehow. So.
Okay.
And, you know, Sir Finley might not be a bad choice either. He's terribly educated, and he would know a lot about, maybe not as much as Elise, but I think he would know what's going on with this artifact.
Seems like he could probably make decent food out there, too. He's cultured.
Oh, yeah. If you want some, you know, Merlot biscuit things, I don't know what they
What culture Merlocs eat?
We
haven't done enough research, I think, when working on League of Explorers, because we don't know what cultured Merloc food is
yet.
Yeah.
But we probably should. Questions.
Yeah, some kind of tea.
Ooh, Merloc tea.
Yeah. So fancy.
Merloc breakfast tea, I think.
So it sounds like you guys have been having a lot of fun making League of Explorers.
Oh yeah.
I mean, are there any fun stories you can share with developing this deck or this set?
Huh.
Well, so as a producer, I kind of like a funny producer-y story is so we're trying to figure out what's the best ability to give Sir Finley Murgleton, and he went through many incarnations. And some of them, he was kind of more of a Murloc-themed card where he gave or got benefits from Murlocs. We tried that for a little while, but that didn't seem right because he's a perfect gentleman. I think that aspect of him is more maybe important than he just happens to be born a Murloc. So we're trying out a lot of different ideas. We kind of landed somewhere where we weren't, we're fine with it, but we weren't super excited about it. And pretty late in the cycle, one of the designers was like, oh my god, I got it. It's Discover, but discover a hero power. And I just looked at his face. I'm like, what does that even mean, man? Like words are coming out of your mouth, man. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, you discover a car. Like, hero power is not even a car. Like, what would this even look like? But the designers were, like, super passionate about this new direction. So we decided to give it a shot, prototype it. And it turns out the engine could really support this type of craziness. And we obviously had engineers review it, and we finally put it in the game. And you know, I'm really glad we did that. I think we can we could be a lot more uptight about these things. I could have been like, it's like, no, the deadline's looming, you're out of time, you can't try it. But I'm really glad that Sir Finley does this crazy new thing. You can when you play Sir Finley, you will get three new hero powers, basic hero powers pop up, and it will just replace yours. So you could be armoring up as a mage. You could be, you know, you can be like facing down a like with a steady shot with a priest. You know, it's like, hey, you think I'm just gonna heal myself? I'm gonna steady shot you. So it became one of the more mind blowing cards of the set, and I'm glad we did that.
And I gotta say, by the way, that Young is awesome for being a huge support to design, because very often we will say some crazy thing that we want to do, and Young will take a moment and think about it and go, you know what, if you guys want it, I think we can make it work. So he's always the guy who says, I know there's a production schedule, I know this is going to cause a lot of chaos, we're going to do this for you.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's, you know, part of what makes our team really special is I have a lot of trust in the design team to, because I always have a chat with them. It's like, you guys come up with really amazing things, but at the end of the day, we need to decide which of these amazing things we can get into the build. We can't do everything.
Yeah.
So you tell me what's most important, and I really trust them. And, you know, things like Sir Finley, it was like, hey, I think this will really add to the adventure, and I trust that. I see it in the game. I'm like, holy crap, this is pretty mind-bending.
And people's reactions yesterday was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think it was one of the cards that really raised eyebrows. Maybe even more than Bran, you know, which is like, it's like, you know,
but not more than Elise.
That's true. I mean,
the card that takes 2 minutes.
That's true. All of the Explorer actually is like, I mean, even Reno is like, you can heal up to, you know, full if that's you have crazy. Unique cards in your deck.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Sir Finley is now a stands toe to toe with his colleagues. It would have been saddening if he somehow feels inferior.
Well, like web toe.
Web foot to toe.
I guess he still has toes.
Yeah. I mean, so the thing that's impressed me most, including, I mean, the Tavern Brawl this week you guys did and everything that was announced in this adventure set, you guys are really trying new things that haven't been done, and really kind of, it feels almost experimental, kind of exciting in a way. Was that kind of a goal, or was it just you guys are just brainstorming and coming up with this stuff?
One of the things that is one of our stakes in the ground, one of the things that we feel like is core to Hearthstone, is the concept of delightful surprise. And you can see it all over the place. You can see it when we say, hey, we're releasing next Thursday.
Yeah, that is crazy.
You can see it when we go, you know what? We think we can do a co-op Tavern Brawl, and we're going to do it for Hearthstone or for BlizzCon week, and we think we can get it in, and we don't know if it's going to work. We don't know if it's going to be well received, but we're going to do it and see what people think. Or if you look at League of Explorers and you go, the players are totally going to be expecting one of the existing dungeons or raids. And you know what? Instead, we're going to tell a story, a 40s pulp adventure story instead.
I mean, that's been so fun. All of your guys' expansions and adventures have had these cool, like, themed videos that are just so quirky and fun.
Yes. Yeah, we love our trailer. Our cinematics team works on that. Obviously, we provide some creative input, but they really knock it out of the park every time. So, in fact, we are so excited about the trailer. We are excited about kind of giving more visibility to that, maybe even in the client. So maybe we'll do something with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It'll make me very happy if everybody watches that trailer at least once.
For the League of Explorers, I have to say, with that specific trailer, it's hard to not walk through the Hearthstone or the Hearthstone team and have someone be humming someone it. Is su- humming that we are the Explorers League.
There's
always someone humming that song when you walk through our team area.
It's good. It's like a motivating song. You feel energized.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. So another thing we do on Happy Hearthstone, every episode we have a card of the week.
Okay.
And the tradition has been that the guest hosts sing the intro for that segment. You can sing anything you want. It just has to include the words card of the week to any theme you want. I know I'm ambushing you guys with this. Do you feel comfortable doing this?
Sure, sure. I'll go for it.
Okay, you're bold.
Yeah. Oh, so card of the week?
Yeah, so it just has to include card of the week. You can say anything else you want.
Card of the week. This is the card of the week. We are about to talk about the card of the week.
Well done. Yeah, that was good.
Perfect.
Yeah. I liked it.
There you go.
That
was, perfect. Tie it in.
We've had some pretty bad ones, so that was at the top half for sure. I was ready.
I am thinking that in future cinematics, we may have to have you doing the singing.
Awesome. That's perfect.
Great. I love it.
So for the card of the week... I want you guys to pick
what
you think is the most funny League of Explorers card.
The most funny League of Explorers card.
Yeah.
Gosh, most is pretty hard. There's some really funny ones, like Huge Toad is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, is it funny on a mechanical level? Is it funny on a
thematic
level? Because if it's on a thematic level... Sir Finley Murgleton is like way up at the top as far as
that's true
comedy value.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I really there's something about the Eerie statue I find to be very funny because there's
me
like
too.
Yeah, right. It's just kind of like standing there.
It's very thematic where it's like someone mentioned it on stage yesterday. When you turn around, it gets closer.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's like, oh yeah, don't mind me. I'm just standing here. And then like you look around, it's like whack. You know, it's like seven damage to your face. Yeah, I think it's just pretty funny.
I like that card. It's very interesting because it obviously reminds me of like Silent Watcher. Or something where you put big stats on the board. There's a lot of ways to like manipulate that with Shadow Flame,
putting taunt
on it. It looks like it's has a lot of potential. I'm excited.
I think people will come up with some very creative ways to use it, and it'll be fun. Yeah.
So, do you think Eerie Statue is funnier than Fierce Monkey?
That's so fierce.
Fierce Monkey is funny. You know, I actually still find Eerie Statue to be funnier.
Funnier than Fierce Monkey?
Yeah.
That's not a question you probably thought you would be pondering today.
But I'm sticking with Eerie Statue.
Okay, let's go with Eerie Statue then.
All right, Eerie Statue is card of the week. Super excited. So, last one. Question from the community, actually, that we had on our last show that I tried to come up with an answer for, but I don't know. Are the actual odds of RNG cards something like Implosion? Is it implied that those odds are equal, or are there can there be an imbalance in the odds, kind of built into the card?
Do you mean that if it says
two to four, it would be equal chances of two and three and four?
Yeah,
it's implied that that it's the same chance two or three or four. Yes. It would be the same chance of all of those because when we are making a card, it is important to us that as much as possible that what a player would expect is what will actually happen.
Yeah.
And where it would get tricky is if we ever made a card that played into your gamer's proclivities. So if we ever said deals 2 to 12 damage, then a gamer would never do that. I don't think we'd ever do that, but a gamer would think, is 2D6. That 2d6?
Yeah,
is it a curve?
Oh,
you know, your gamer instincts kick in, but... No, it's the same chance of each number.
Yeah. Okay.
If anyone proves otherwise, shoot me a tweet. It's probably a bug. Check it out.
We'll get it on the schedule.
Yeah, if someone's like, "Oh, but I played Implosion 2 million times, and I've noticed that like four is."
I actually found a fun way to test Implosion with like Lorewalker Cho and Faceless Manipulator. It was fun. I got 100 tests in.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
And what did you discover?
So the first 25 were super streaky. But over 100, it balanced out almost perfectly to 33.
And that is what randomness is all
about. Yeah. You need a pretty significant sample size, I think, for you to feel confident. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really fun, though. So thank you guys for being on the show.
No problem.
Anything else you guys want to share about?
I think you should podcast more regularly because I listen to a lot of the Hearthstone podcasts during my commute. I like your podcast, but you're pretty spotty, man.
I know. So it's every 2 weeks.
Get your act together.
I'm sorry. I'll try to. Having an 18-month-old kid it's rough.
Well, you know, it's easy for me to listen, and I have a 30-month-old.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
I know how hard it is.
I can't turn down a request from you, Young. I have to. All right.
Do your best.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's been awesome talking to you. This is fantastic.
Yeah, great. It's one of the more fun interviews, so thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
And thank all of you who are listening right now for listening to the interview. That was at BlizzCon again on the floor this year, 2015. Thank you to Young and Eric for taking the time to talk with us. We really appreciate it. And so thanks for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. We'll see you next time.